Park City Schools Superintendent Dr. Amber Conley presented what she calls a wish list for programs and priorities that she feels will enhance student learning. But those priorities also have to weave into the bottom line of the budget. At its budget meeting Tuesday, the school board heard from business manager Todd Hauber on how the superintendent's strategic learning plan will mesh with budget constraints. Of the nearly million additional dollars that Conley's priorities tallied, at least one of those has been nixed. It's the nearly $800,000 change to school start times and all that would go along with it, including new buses, drivers, and new school bus routes. Conley felt that professional development needed to take place at the end of the day, and with the school day ending at three different times, it was a challenge to coordinate teachers' after-school schedules. But ultimately, the district decided the effort wasn't worth the cost. Also, as part of professional development, Conley wanted more instructional coaches, which she'll get by eliminating some other positions, such as reading specialists at the elementary school level. Conley says some of those reading programs meant to close the achievement gap aren't working, so will be eliminated. Also on Conley's strategic learning plan are more teachers to bring down class size at Ecker Hill Middle School. That school will see four full-time and one part-time teacher added next school year. As the school district continues through its budget season, the ongoing challenges are compounded by higher insurance costs, a projected 14% increase over last year. The school district budget will be approved in June. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.